Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love scary movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from We Got This, right? I think we got this. With another Homes Alone edition. It's Wednesday, October 6th. Yeah, we are taping this one early this week. 2021 is the year, and my guest today are a bunch of chumps. I mean, champs. Yes, it's some, it was supposed to be all returning champs, but we have to settle for some returning champs. We've got Brandon Collins, Vanessa Gonzalez, and Clark Wolf. Hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hello.
Let's meet everybody individually, starting with the returning champ from night one at Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. It's Vanessa Gonzalez. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello. Yeah, that was, I was very proud of that win.
Yeah, that was very exciting. You bet. You beat a couple of really sharp, sharp cookies.
Yeah.
Mike McCray and Doug Mellard to be a returning, or as I like to call them, dangling champions. And so you're back today to defend your title. And well, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was really fun to do the show live again, finally.
Yeah, here we are back on Zoom again right away, but that's just what we have to do still because I'm not able to do enough live shows yet. But right. We certainly did have a nice time there at Moon Tower in front of real live people.
Yeah.
Also joining us today is another returning champ who didn't have to leave the house to become the champion. And because he won on the last episode that we did over Zoom, it's Brandon Collins. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, hey, talking to you all from my basement in Queens, where I knew way too much about late 90s, early 2000s romantic comedies.
Good. Yeah, you really rolled over the competition with that with that knowledge. And we're excited to have you back to, you know, potentially repeat.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I am more optimistic than I typically am.
Well, that's good. And of course, we brought in a ringer. It was going to be a gentleman named Matt Bronger who won the other show at Moon Tower, but he's on some sort of fancy TV show where they decided to have a table read today at the same time as this. So as excuses go, that's a pretty good one. And we were able to replace him with a champion in all of our hearts. Clark Wolf is here.
Thanks, Doug. That was a very nice intro, I think.
Yeah, very dramatic. I paused there thinking somebody might make a sound or something, and everybody was just in stunned silence. So I had to just say it. It's Clark Wolf speaking to us from the East Coast, I believe.
I am, although I will be on the West Coast tomorrow. So I'm all over the place. Yes.
Why are you coming out west?
Well, I am living that bi-coastal life, Doug. So I bounce back and forth. But the reason for this trip specifically is a very small COVID-tested bachelorette gathering in a cabin.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have the jungle creatures been tested? This sounds scary.
I really hope the big bear has been tested for big COVID, because, but we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah. Well, that sounds, you know, like a great thing to do with a bachelorette party. As Vanessa can tell you, they tend to show up at comedy clubs and ruin shows. They should all just go to a cabin out in the woods.
I have known enough comedians to know to steer our groups differently. So we are not going to be ruining any comedians' nights this weekend.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
All right. So it is the month of October now officially. And so that's when we temporarily, you know, shift modes a little bit on Doug Loves Movies. And we, you know, get a little bit, the games won't necessarily be, you know, scary movie based, but this part where I ask everybody to recommend a movie, I think it would be nice and appropriate if everybody recommended a great scary movie. So let's start with Vanessa. The last time you were on the show, you recommended a scary movie. Your choice was that movie Malignant.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone in the audience was upset. They didn't. Yeah. I feel like people are upset about it, or they liked it. And I thought it was fun. But I don't want to upset anyone.
It's a, it's a polarizing title. I've yet to see it still. I still have to check it out.
But Doug.
I am going to watch it. Oh, here we go. What do you think of it, Clark?
No, I need to know. I'm interested what everybody else has to think about it as well.
Have you seen it, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. Like, we reviewed it on our Patreon. That movie was cuckoo bananas. Like, and I went down a weird rabbit hole about tumors and stuff. I don't want to spoil it, but it got really gross. And then the movie, the execution of it, it's like, I get this twist and I think it could have been clever, but I thought the execution ended up getting really like Assassin's Creed kind of like computer animated vibes. And it took me out of it.
I just need to shout out Gabriel, the demon, which is not a spoiler. He's everywhere in the trailer. His wig is doing so much work. I just could not get over the silhouette of Gabriel and that fabulous wig. So that was definitely the highlight for me.
Yes. I laughed a lot during it, and that's why I liked it. You know, I like to laugh. So,
yeah. Well, you know, you do laugh at things that are cuckoo bananas. I know that about you. You really like a cuckoo banana.
I do.
Cuckoo banana Sunday.
Yes. But yeah, I thought it was really fun. But this time I'll recommend just a classic that I like to watch every year for Halloween or during the season is Scream. I love Scream. It just
Scream
holds
number
up.
One. You're going for the OG Scream.
The OG Scream, just Scream.
We all scream for OG Scream.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always really fun. I love watching it. And yeah, it's like the perfect horror movie, I feel like.
Yeah. And then they made it three more times for no reason. Yeah. And now
there's a new one.
Yeah, they're finally coming up with the fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cleverly titled Scream 5, I believe.
Yes.
but original Scream, that's a great recommendation for anybody who hasn't seen it or should be, you know, it's about time to revisit it, especially with this new one coming along.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon. What's your scary motion picture recommendation?
See, this is tough because I was going to pick Scream 2 because that's the first movie that I bought the screenplay for because Kevin Williamson did such a phenomenal job. But to add to the list, also Scream 5 is going to be called Scream because it's going the same route that the movie I'm about to recommend did, which is Halloween, the 2018 sequel / reboot, because I thought that that's a great continuation of the original 1978 movie. And that the creative team did some really interesting things with like the way we follow Mike Myers, the way that he seems so calculated and how he killed people. And then like some of the deaths you don't even see, right? You see the aftermath of the murder.
Yeah.
I thought that was really effective versus just showing him stabbing people frequently. I've heard mixed things about Halloween Kills, but Halloween 2018, I watch that like every Halloween season now. Occasionally I'll put it on when I got nothing else to do because I'm a psychopath and my wife, you know, she worries about me.
That's so confusing when they when they start over again and you know, and just go Halloween you know, as just a title again, because now we've gone through that three times, right?
Yeah, it's weird because like especially with Jamie Lee Curtis coming back, because she's playing Laurie Strode in like the third iteration of this character, because she played Laurie Strode in like Halloween, H2O, and then Resurrection, which had Busta Rhymes, and I figured she was probably like, I died in this one, and also Busta Rhymes is in this movie, I need to redo this character. And so I think that's why she jumped into doing the 2018 one, which I think was a good choice. I think that she did a phenomenal job showing the PTSD that Laurie would have after that night in 1978.
Yeah, I like that. You're right that movie was had some different twists to it, had a different approach, also had a little bit more, slightly more humor than we're accustomed to in the Halloween franchise. So that's a good pick.
I attribute that to the creative team because that's Danny McBride and David Green, who like are responsible for Eastbound and Down and things like that. That's why you get those weird scenes where people are just talking, like the one kid in the car with his dad. So they talk about how he wants to be a dancer. And then these two cops who talk about how like they're trying to go vegan. It's like those kind of things that made it like also humanizing.
Yeah, it's definitely got some funny parts. Okay, so Clark, you got a lot of competition here between Scream and Halloween. What would you like to recommend?
I do. So I'll keep it in the slasher franchise subgenre. Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors is streaming on HBO Max right now. And so last summer during COVID, I actually didn't do a ton of binge watching. But one thing I did do was make my way through the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, which I had never done, after watching Never Sleep Again, which is this incredible documentary about the making of all of those movies. And it's great. So anyway, I watched Dream Warriors for the first time. And I was like, you know, everybody says this movie's good, but like, is it really good? Or is it like horror franchise good, you know, because I'm a huge horror fan. So I feel very comfortable making the distinction. And Dream Warriors rules. It's excellent. It is so good. Patricia Arquette is in it. She's the lead. She's outstanding. Heather Langenkamp is back. The story's great. The kids are great. The kills are great. The effects are great. Like it really holds up. So I just rewatched that this weekend. So Dream Warriors is my recommendation.
And that's number
three.
So it was called Nightmare.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne is in that movie.
So it was called A Nightmare
on Elm Street 3,
part 3,
: Dream Warriors.
Yeah.
Yes, that is it.
That's a good one. And who directed that one?
That's Chuck Russell. So he did The Mask and The Blob. Mm-hmm. Rachel Tilale, who directs a lot of TV now, she directed my favorite episode of Doom Patrol. She got her start in the entire industry on those films. She was the, you know, line producer on that movie, which is wild. So anyway, it's a good one.
So you'd put it like number one or two on your list of Elm Street movies?
Definitely. Well, I do actually, I really like Wes Craven's New Nightmare. And that, if you haven't checked that out, it's a great, speaking of Scream, I actually feel like it's a great companion to Scream because he made it the year or two before he did Scream. And it is very meta. It is very, you could see him trying out a lot of the stuff that he did in Scream in New Nightmare, which is funny because he just by doing his career was trying out the stuff in Scream, but also the meta take on it is specifically what he does in New Nightmare. So those are my three of the favorite installments in the franchise.
Like, does he appear as himself in New Nightmare?
He does. Yes. Yeah. As does Bob Shay. And yeah, they're great actors. RIP Wes, we miss him. So yeah, he's great. He's great.
All right. Well, this is going to be a real interesting one for me to post on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account for people to have to choose between Halloween 2018, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, and the original Scream. I don't even know which one I'd pick. I guess I'd go original Scream because it really is such a classic, but, These are all good ones. So thank you for visiting Scary Town in Recommendation Nation. And let's go ahead and play some games starting after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and this first game we're going to play today is a brand new game, and it's called Name Drop. It's a game focusing on movie and TV dialogue that includes titles from other movies and TV shows. What?
What?
Oh, no.
I know.
Our first player will be Brandon, because we're going alphabetical. Okay. by last name. So Collins gets to go first, and then we'll go to Vanessa Gonzalez and Clark Wolf. I apologize. You always seem to have to go last in my first game because nobody's ever got a name that starts with letters after is Wolf.
That's all right. I know what I sign up for when I come here, Doug, so don't worry. I'm used to it.
All right. Well, you know, I'll try to get Bo and Yang on the next time that you're going to.
Perfect.
Even though I've never met him. All right. So here's how this game works. We'll start with Brandon. I will give you the question or the clue. Okay. And then you have one guess or you can pass. And we're going to continue with people guessing until somebody gets the right answer. Because I think these if you think about it, you can get there. You just might not guess it on your first try. And also just people discussing it might help figure it out. Brandon, here's the first name drop.
What's up?
In the movie Splash, Tom Hanks says the title of one of his many future movies, because Splash, of course, was one of the first movies that Tom Hanks was in. He says the name of another one of his movies in the dialogue in Splash. Which one do you think it is, Brandon?
My immediate thought is Castaway.
I mean, right? He could say that at some point, talking to a mermaid about mermaid stuff. But no, I'm sorry. It's not Castaway. Let's go to Vanessa. You get to guess. Just name a Tom Hanks movie and it might be the right answer.
That he says the title of in Splash.
Yeah. I'll give you a clue. It's not The Man with One Red Shoe.
Okay. I was going to say That Thing You Do.
Oh, that's a fun one. That could come up in the dialogue. But no, I'm sorry. That's not right. Clark, what do you think it is?
I'm thinking, is it Bachelor Party?
Oh, that's another terrific guess, because, you know, they might mention a bachelor party in that movie, but I don't believe that they do. And we're back to Brandon. See, Brandon, we've narrowed it down a little bit. We've named three Tom Hanks movies and none of them are correct.
I'm going to try Philadelphia.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. You could be like, let's go to Philadelphia. He's like a real easy one, but I don't believe that happens in Splash. Back to Vanessa again.
The Terminal? Oh.
Oh, snap. I think I know what it is.
Uh-oh. You know. Brandon might have figured it out, but Clark gets to guess again.
Is it The Burbs?
No. Brandon?
Catch Me If You Can.
No. That is a good one, though. Back to Vanessa.
There's so many.
I know. What does he say in Splash?
I'll tell you this one. It's not Larry Crown.
A League of Their Own.
No.
Is it The Money Pit?
People are yelling at their, whatever they listen to the show on, their device. No, it's not The Money Pit.
Okay.
You can do this, Brandon.
Okay. It's Splash, it's water. I'm going to just throw this out there, Captain Phillips.
That would be amazing.
He's like, hey, Captain Phillips. It's like, okay, cool.
That would be so good if that happened. But no. Vanessa, have you run out of Tom Hanks movies?
Forrest Gump.
I would hope that if that's in the dialogue of any other movie, it would be talking about Forrest Gump. Clark Wolf.
All right. How about Big?
What?
Big.
Why would you?
No.
Why would they say Big?
Is a big fish, a real, she's a big fish. She's got a big tail.
Yeah, at one point, Madison is her name that she gets because they walk by a street sign that says Madison.
Yes.
At one point, she puts a gigantic fountain in his apartment as like a gift. They never explain how she manages to do that, but... So he has this gigantic fountain in his living room. And so twice Tom Hanks says, it's big.
That was a good Tom Hanks.
Yeah, thank you. So that is the correct answer.
We oh my gosh! Got I thought, wow, I thought you were trolling me, Doug.
Yeah, I'll give you a big long explanation for why it could be right.
Yes, and exactly.
No, it's wrong. No, he does say big a few times. So there you go. Clark is on the board. She's got 1 point. We'll start with Brandon on this next one. And here it goes. The movie Big, starring Tom Hanks, has a scene, not on the giant keyboard, but a scene where Tom Hanks sings the title song from a Barbra Streisand movie. Which one?
Which Barbra Streisand song?
In the movie Big, Tom Hanks' character sings...
A Down, Down Baby?
That's a Barbra Streisand movie? This feels like this was going to be a tough one for you, Brandon. But, you know, I didn't bring you here because you're some sort of Barbra Streisand scholar. But Vanessa Gonzalez, on the other hand,
I know Barbra Streisand
fan.
I think I know the scene that you're like when he sings. I don't know what the movie is.
What's a song that he might sing that's the title of a Barbra Streisand movie and a Barbra Streisand song?
Is it Memories?
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Damn. That's you mean the song from Cats?
Yeah. No, it's also okay. I thought it was the song he sings in the movie.
Oh yeah. No, but you're right, the Barbra probably sang that song Memory from Cats like on one of the Broadway albums or something, but this is a movie that stars Barbra Streisand and it's also a song that she sings.
Yes.
Oh, and Clark, go ahead. Yes.
I remember the scene. He's singing to his mom to prove that he's really Josh and he's alive.
Yeah.
And it's is it The Way We Were?
That is correct.
Yeah.
The Way We Were.
So good.
I thought it was called Memories.
That is that's like the first word he sings, Vanessa. Yeah. Yeah. So you're totally close.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did know the right song. You just didn't know it was from The Way We Were, which, you know, that it always cracks me up when when one like somebody as famous as Tom Hanks is like singing a song from a Barbra Streisand movie, like he's not in movies, you know, like it's a weird, it's a weird thing. But all right, so Clark's got 2 points, so she's running away with this this new game name drop. But we're back to Brandon. We'll give you another shot here.
So crazy because I'm a big Tom Hanks fan. I don't know why I'm bombing this so bad.
Well, you'll be happy to know that this next question has nothing to do with Tom Hanks.
Oh, Jesus.
On the TV show Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, it's on Hulu, I guess. Steve Martin says the title of one of his past movies while talking about Sting. Which Steve Martin movie do you think his character in Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, The Jerk.
Oh, he calls this Sting the Jerk.
Yeah, because they think that Sting is the one that killed the person.
They do think he's a suspect for a period of time, but that is not the answer I was looking for. Let's try Vanessa. It's the title of a Steve Martin movie, but he says it when he's talking about Sting.
I thought it was The Jerk also. Damn. No, I don't know any Steve Martin movies.
Once you get past The Jerk.
That's all.
Jerk and Bowfinger. That's all I know.
Forget about The Man with Two Brains. Forget about all those other ones.
Yeah. I'm like, was he? I'm going to.
Looney Tunes back in action.
Roxanne? Wasn't he in a movie called Roxanne?
That is correct. It is.
And Sting sings that song.
Yeah, that's why he says it. Isn't that fun? These are little puzzles if you think about them.
Oh my God, I totally guessed.
You totally guessed it. You totally got it on the board. But I got one more. Brandon has a shot here. Or actually, Clark gets to go first on this one. I'm sorry about that, Brandon.
It's all right.
Clark. Clark, for the win, what Tim Burton movie gets mentioned in Jaws?
What? Oh, yes, I do know what this, actually. It's Big Fish.
That is correct. I didn't do any research on that, so
it's
not even right.
It is right. It's right.
They might not say those exact words, but I knew that someone would be able to guess it, and that someone is Clark Wolf. Congratulations, you won name drop, but we do have another game to play, and we're going to do that after these messages. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and Clark Wolf won that last game, so that means she gets to go first in our second and final game today, the game that's going to determine it all and to determine who becomes the next dangling champion to return to the show at the earliest possible convenience of both the guest and the show. We're going to play a game I call Filmily Feud. It's like Family Feud, but it's about films. All right. I'm your man, Doug Benson. Welcome to the feud. Vanessa, as I mentioned, Clark gets to go first because she won the last game. I am going to tell you, Clark, have you played this before, Filmily Feud?
I have not, Doug.
I'm going to name a scenario that I went to the internet and polled people about, and I wrote down the percentages of their answers, much like they do on Family Feud. So I will give you the options to choose from. You get to pick first, okay, Clark, and you just pick which one you think got the biggest percentage, and then that's how many points you get. Very similar to Family Feud, and then we'll move on to each player, and there's three rounds, so each of you will get a chance to go first, but Clark gets to go first the first time. Here we go. Which movie, this is what I asked on Twitter, and so, I don't have any control over how people respond. Which movie scares you so much you feel like you're going to shit someone else's pants?
Wow, what a great question.
These are the four options that I gave that people had to choose from. For the scariest movies ever made, according to the internet. The Conjuring, The Exorcist, Hereditary, or The Shining?
Okay.
Which one of those four, Clark, do you think made someone most want to shit someone else's pants?
I'm going to say, I'll go actually Hereditary.
Good All right. answer.
Clark,
good
Clark
answer.
Likes Hereditary.
I just feel like everybody is such an edgelord now that they're like, The Exorcist isn't scary. The Conjuring is stupid. And so it really came down to either The Shining or Hereditary. So I don't know. We'll find out.
Yes, we will. Unless I want to really leave people in suspense. We'll see you on the next show. All right. So now we come around to, let's go, Vanessa. You go ahead and pick one of the remaining three. You've got The Shining, The Exorcist, or The Conjuring.
I was also going to say Hereditary because it's made me shit someone else's pants, but I'm going to go Shining.
All right.
The Shining, sorry.
Yes.
Full title.
They remade that as a TV thing, but I guess they must be thinking about remaking it as a film. Seems like there's no old horror title that's safe these days.
Well, they got the sequel, Dr. Sleep, which actually was pretty good. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, people like that Dr. Sleep movie. I didn't get around to seeing it, but I always like kind of wanted to because the reviews were pretty positive.
Yeah, I recommend watching the director's cut if you can. I know that sounds super pretentious, but as a fan of the book and director Mike Flanagan, I feel like the director's cut, it's not even that much longer, truly. It just gives all the scenes a little more time. You can find that on HBO Max as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that recommendation.
My pleasure.
What that leaves you, Brandon, with what do you think is scarier, The Exorcist or The Conjuring?
I'm actually gonna go with The Conjuring just because I do know a lot of people that like are terrified by the first Conjuring. Mm-hmm.
They really are. Like I talk to people about it and I'm amused by how how terrified people can be of that movie. I don't personally see it, you know, but it seems like the people that are most scared by it are the ones that also really enjoy being very scared by a movie. So I guess it works out. You know, they're not walking around going, oh, the Conjuring, I can't, you know, I can't function. I'm going to lose my job. Yeah, I can't eat. Yeah.
I'm broke.
Conjuring.
all because of Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
I can't eat, but boy, do I feel thirsty. Hey. Yeah. Patrick Wilson is handsome.
Yeah,
and he's never had hair. I think he was born with, you know, a receding hairline. But he really makes it work. Okay, so let's start with what got the lowest amount of votes from the people. And I'm going to assume The Shining's not getting its due because of, its age.
Mm.
You know, that more recent horror movies are probably like a little bit more front of mind for people. So The Shining came in at a very unfortunate, just 11% of the vote. Mm,
what?
So, wow. Yeah. Wow. Sorry about that, Vanessa, because I agree with you. Like, I thought that was a smart pick. Wow. Coming in second with 20% of the vote, so only 20% of people are scared by the silliness, is The Conjuring.
Okay.
So Brandon gets 20 points to 11, Vanessa's 11. And then The Exorcist came in at 25%. Wow. So it managed to, you know, take second place in this poll. So I guess people are still clinging to that one. I mean, for me, I think it's a very scary movie, but I just am not I'm not concerned about the Bible or the devil or any of that stuff. So
it's
like
so slow that
that's the thing is you got to be like already afraid of, you know, going to hell and all that stuff.
Right.
Which I am.
Okay. So there you go. So it's a scary one for you, but, yeah, and then at a very large 44% of the people polled picked Hereditary as the one that makes them want to shit somebody else's pants.
Huh. Yeah. That's crazy.
Clark's way out in the lead here on this one with 44 to Brandon's 25 and Vanessa's 11, but you never know what's going to happen in round two. We do know that Vanessa gets to go first.
Yay.
Here's the question I put out to the people. Would you rather drink a cup of pee than sit through which one of these movies?
Oh my God.
You would rather drink a cup of pee. I'm not saying who's pee. You'd rather do that than sit through one of these movies.
A full 8 ounces.
Oh, yeah, so I picked movies that, you know, I generally feel there's people out there that are upset by them, and they are as follows. Would you rather drink pee or watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one, The Ring, Halloween, or Sinister? Yeah, so essentially it's like which one of these is so scary that people would rather drink urine than have to watch it.
Oh, so scary, not like bad.
Yeah, this movie's so bad it makes you want to drink urine.
Yeah, I thought that we were going that direction too. I was expecting to see that.
Okay, so scary that I am... too scared that I would rather drink pee.
Well, I guess we should, you know, say it again the way I phrased it, because I didn't bring up scariness in the question. So now I'm feeling like maybe some people just hate these movies, just would rather drink pee than sit through them. So which one do they hate the most? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ring, Halloween, or Sinister?
I'm going to go with The Ring.
Okay. That's some creepy shit, that movie, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so Brandon?
I'm going to go with Sinister just because off that poster alone, I refuse to see that thing. So I personally wouldn't vote it, but I know, like, I would say Sinister because I rather do... I'm not sure I would drink pee, but definitely a unflavorful drink. Like a Sprite.
Sprite's got some flavor. Okay, so Clark.
We've got Texas Chainsaw. And what was the other one?
Texas Chainsaw or Halloween, the granddaddy, the original Halloween or the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
All right, I'll go Texas Chainsaw.
Okay.
Now, there's a culinary theme to Texas Chainsaw. So.
Oh, because they have those live chickens?
Yes, that's exactly why. Mm. No, because they eat people.
Okay. I just am always creeped out by like there's just every time he fires off the chainsaw, like a chicken will just fly out of frame.
yeah it's that's 100% right, and it's very jarring.
So funny.
Like, what are all these chickens doing here? Don't they know this is the site of a massacre?
It's Texas. It's
don't
Texas.
These chickens see a dude walking around with a leather face made of people's skin? Be alarmed, chickens
are the dumbest. Okay, so let's start with our friend Halloween. Nobody took the bait on that one. It only got 5% of the vote. So people are, you know, they're all right with Halloween. They will just happily watch that instead of drinking pee. And then Next in line after that was Texas Chainsaw Massacre with 25%.
Okay.
Followed by The Ring got 30%.
Oh.
And Sinister, Brandon called that one, took 40%.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So now we've got a really exciting game because Vanessa has 41 points and Brandon has 60 and Clark has 69.
Hey.
And we've got, we've got one more round and Brandon gets to go first.
All right. All right.
Are you ready?
No, but let's do it.
All right. There's three choices this time. And I asked people on Twitter, which movie of these three would you have sex with? It's not really possible, but if you could have sex with a film, which one of these would you have sex with? It Follows, or It Chapter 2? So we've got the first It movie then It Follows, that horror movie from a few years back, and then the sequel to It Chapter 2.
Okay, well, I'm going with It Follows just because of the themes about, you know, sex and transmission stuff. I think it's, you know, I'm just being on the nose about it.
Okay. Clark.
I'm going to say It, the original, you know, chapter one.
Number one, It.
Yes.
And that leaves, I'm sorry, Vanessa, but that's
story of my life. I always get the leftovers.
Stuck with It chapter two.
Yeah.
And which is never, it's never a good thing to be stuck with.
No. But it's fine.
It's, you know, it's just, it's how it goes, it's just what happens. I wonder if they're going to make a sequel to It Follows.
I don't know. I think it did just okay. I don't think it
I think people speak of it more than, you know, than actually watch it.
Yeah, yes. It's creepy. It's well made. It's just, I don't know if it warrants a follow-up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it doesn't need to follow. It follows nothing. It Follows, the sequel, doesn't exist. That's what the title should be. Okay, so... again, Brandon really nailed it here because the people don't want to have sex with the It movies. It Chapter 2 just got 10% of the vote. So I'm sorry, Vanessa, you're not going to have enough points to win today. Of the two It movies, if they had to have sex with one, they'd prefer the first one, which got 24% of the vote,
bringing
Clark's total to 93, and Brandon got 66%.
Wow, look at him
It
go.
Follows. So, yeah, so he's got 126 points and remains our ongoing champion. Congratulations,
Brandon. Oh, man, I feel like I'm on Jeopardy. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really, you are... you're so close to becoming the new Matt Amodio. He just won his like 35th or 4th game last night on Jeopardy, and you are now at win number 2 here on Doug Loves Movies. So you're on your way, Brandon Collins, and you get to go first in laying out your plugs. What have you got to promote this time?
Oh, man, I have Medium Popcorn, one of the craziest movie review podcasts you can find in the land, mediumpopcorn.com. It's also on all podcast players. It also has the best theme song. I do have to say that. I know, Doug, yours is dope, but we do cover Easy Lover by Phil Collins. So, and then I have Drunk Black History on Friday, October 29th in New York City. It's a great show where we showcase Black historical figures that have had a huge impact on society, but just haven't gotten their due. So you can get tickets for that at drunkblackhistory.com. And you can follow me at American Collins. Thank you so much for having me again. This is a huge surprise. So I love talking about movies. So this is awesome.
We love having you. And how drunk does this things get at this Black History show?
I don't think she'll mind if I shall mention this. So Dulce Sloan, who's on The Daily Show, we all got so drunk, but she got so drunk. She opened the show. And then as my co-host and I were trying to finish the show, even though we were hammering out of our minds, Dulce came back on stage and we ended up riffing for an additional 30 minutes. Like Littlefield's like, guys, it's like after midnight, we need on a Wednesday, we need to go home. And it got pretty rowdy, man. It gets wild.
Well, she's great. And that sounds like a lot of fun. So people should definitely check it out. And we will have you back on the show very soon. Vanessa Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What do you got to promote, lady?
I have my podcast, I'm Not Busy, that I do with my bestie, Michael Falk. And then I'll be on the Horny and Vaccinated Tour with Chelsea Handler October 21st through the 23rd. We're going to San Jose, Reno, and Maricopa, Arizona. So look out for those.
I have a question yes. for you. I'm a Horny and Vaccinated with Chelsea Handler. Which one is which? Which one of you is horny and which one of you is vaccinated?
We're equally this both.
Well, she's always putting it out there that she's trying to, you know, she's still like, is she dating someone or she's still playing the field?
I think it was. She's been posting that she's very in love now.
They went Instagram official, y'all.
Yeah. She's in a relationship.
Oh yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember that happened. It's an interesting one with our boy, Joe Coy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. So when you go out on the road with her, like, is Joe around? Does he hang out?
Oh, well, I've only done one date so far. He wasn't there, but maybe this next leg, who knows?
Yeah, you don't need him there. He just want to go out on stage. Dude, that's your job to open for her. So he can open for her at home. All right. I think I interrupted you. Is there anything else you wanted to plug?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on all of that. That sounds super fun.
Thank you.
Being out on the road all horny and vaccinated. Yeah. And Clark Wolf, what have you got going on?
So I am one of the hosts over on AMC Network's Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/fearhq. Every Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I do a horror show called Wolf's Call. We talk horror news, and then we do a deep dive into a horror movie. This is year round, so this is a perfect time for you to join us. Twitch is free. You can watch live. It's a lot of fun. And I also just sang on a Halloween album.
What?
Yes. So my friend, Sean Keller, is an incredible writer and musician. And this is his third Halloween album, The Killer Sounds of Halloween. And I sang the theme to a made up Muppet Babies style animated monster show. And it's awesome. Called Little Monsters. It's adorable, but he has so many different types of music. So if you're kind of like, if you're a little sick of the same old Halloween songs, you know, that the same playlist over and over again, he has three albums worth. And he's just so talented. He wrote the horror musical that I produced / the musical a couple years ago. So anyway, you can find those records, The Killer Sounds of Halloween, on Sean's Bandcamp. So it's Sean Keller 2, and they're called The Killer Sounds of Halloween. It was really, really fun, and your kids will love it. But not all the songs are kid friendly. for the record.
Your kids will love it, but skip track 7.
Exactly. Pretty much mine's the only one that is kid friendly. I think everything else is pretty, but you know, it's a great, lots of eclectic types of music. So, yeah. Check it
out.
You
can just get the single that you're on.
For the, yes, the,
just get
the
that part for the kids.
The kids, yeah, the kids, the 12 and under crowd can buy my the single.
Well, that's only fair. I'm doing stand up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island on Monday, October 18th, at Helium in Philly on Thursday, October 21st. Gas. And I'll be at my sweet home, San Diego, November 6th at the American Comedy Company. But lots of dates coming in, including 12 Guests of Christmas in New York City in November. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks again to my guests. I end every episode these days by saying a last line from a motion picture. And I know when I was in Austin, I asked everybody this, Vanessa Gonzalez, mm-hmm. and you didn't really have a favorite last line from a movie, but I'll throw it out to Brandon and to Clark. Do either of you have a closing line in a motion picture that's like your favorite or one that you think is memorable?
At the risk of being very cheesy and off brand, Peter Falk's As You Wish.
Oh yeah, that is a good one. From that, of course, is from Columbo, the movie.
Exactly. Nailed it. Totally nailed it.
Princess Bride. He says, as you wish, when his little, what's he supposed to be? His grandson, Fred Savage?
I don't know. Just some kid. He like wandered into the room and he's like, hey, kid, I heard you feeling sick. And so I came to read you a story. That was my Peter Falk impression.
Yeah, you're some old man to read you a story, sick kid. But he says, doesn't the kid say something like, you know, turn out, you know, leave the light on or something? And then he says, as you wish. That.
He says, Grandpa, can you come back and read it to me again tomorrow? And he says, very sweet. Very sweet.
Grandpa, can you come in for a snuggle? As you wish. But that is a good one. I should definitely do that one sometime. Did you have one, Brandon?
One that comes to mind, even though I'm not the biggest fan of the movie, is forget it, Jake, it's Chinatown. Because I remember as a kid when I saw that movie, I'm like, that doesn't excuse everything we just saw happen.
It doesn't. It's really just a lame reason to, like, any town a movie takes place in, you could just end it by saying, hey, it's this town. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Like, you're saying this to Jack Nicholson. He literally had his nose ripped open with a switchblade. I don't think that's going to be soothing for him.
That's such a Chinatown thing to happen. Like, if you had just gone to Koreatown, you wouldn't have got your nose slit open like that. That is I just accidentally hit my boing button. All right. Well, I close every episode lately with a different line from a movie, so everyone can see if they recognize the one I picked out this time. Thanks again to Vanessa Gonzalez, Brandon Collins, and Clark Wolf. As always, oh, Danny.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.